bit about the food bank.
Well, since we're talking about barriers, I think we have a natural. Again, Anna Campbrush, she is the volunteer development coordinator at the Bonner Community Food Bank. And then Patty Allers, manager of Priest River Food Bank. How about before we begin talking about the events and a little bit about your involvement with the food banks? And we'll start with you, Anna. How long have you been with the food bank, and how did you find your way there? And what exactly does a volunteer development coordinator do?
I'm relatively new at the Sandpoint location, the Bonner Community Food Bank. I moved up here with my family just in a little over a year ago.
Okay.
And Sandpoint has always been a draw for me as a child. My mom's best friend moved to Moyet Springs, and we would spend our summers up there. So soon after she moved here, she was diagnosed with cancer, and so we would try to spend as much time as we could with her out on her land in Moyet Springs, and we would pick lots of Saskatoon berries or service berries. And
no elderberries?
No, we didn't pick the elderberries. No, we didn't. But yeah, food, actually wild foraging food and cultivating food has always been a really big draw for me. I did a graduate program in Missoula in sustainable food and farming, and that brought me back to Sandpoint when I was, in my mid-20s. And I did an apprenticeship with Diane Green at Green Tree Naturals, and it was a really wonderful experience. And now, after 20 years living in Western Colorado, running programs there, linking classrooms and farms to teach children about food and food production, origins of food, we found our way back to Sandpoint. And the food bank was sort of a natural fit for me. I walked through the doors, and being able to be on the end of more food distribution has been interesting to me for a while, after being on the production side for a while. And here I am, and I've really been enjoying working with the crew at the Sandpoint locations and getting to know Patty better at the Priest River location. So yeah, currently we're working on, you know, some outreach programs, some garden education series that we've partnered with several different organizations in the community, the library and the Bonner County Gardeners Association, Eat Smart Idaho, and the Bonner Soil and Water Conservation District. We've been working on
busy.
Busy. It's been wonderful. It's been wonderful.
Wonderful busy. And Patty, tell us about your involvement with the Priest River Food Bank.
Well, I was asked if this was a position that I wanted to take on as being a manager back in 2018.
Okay.
And Deb hired me right after the bat, you know, which was exciting.
Debbie Love,
the director of the Bonner Community Food Bank. And it was just a part-time position, and that's what I was looking for. And so I took it on, and I did it for like a short period of time. And then my kids are in school. So then I kind of stepped back as the assistant manager. And then about 2-3 years ago, I came back in as full manager again. I love it. I love working with people. I've always been in customer service. And we're a happy place to come into, because we're there serving our clients that need the extra help with food, with the way costs are. So it's really been helpful for them to come in and know that they can pick out, you know, things that they really need. So, yeah, I love it. It's just a great place to be, and people are happy. So,
how long has there been a food bank location in Priest River?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know the exact years, but it has been going on for a long time. I'm going to have to say even close to 20 years. Mm-hmm. I have a lady that works with me that she's been with them for at least 12, 13 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they just kind of moved, you know, positions from a different building, so to where we're at.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Bonner Community Food Bank has been serving the community since 1980. Okay. So we're coming up on our 45th anniversary.
Right, next year.
Next year. So we've had a location in Sandpoint for quite a long time. And in Priest River, I think more recently.
Yeah.
What's the relationship between the Bonner Community Food Bank here in Sandpoint and the Priest River? Are you
It's one, yeah.
It's, are you just one organization?
Yes.
And so how does the food get distributed between the two? Like, does it come into the Sandpoint branch and then go over to Priest River? How does that work?
A lot of times we have outside donors that come in and they will donate food. They'll come in and they'll ask, what are we looking for? What are we low on? And I will have usually the Sandpoint office come down about once a week, mm-hmm, and they will mm-hmm. bring us some food down there that they've got up. So they go ahead and they share it with us also.
Yeah, we have some, you know, a regular program with the USDA commodities, which right. will come into the Sandpoint location, and then we'll bring them down to the Priest River location. Very recently, just I think it was on June 27th, we had a very generous donation from the LDS Church. It was 22 pallets wow. of non-perishable foods that yeah. came in. It was over 32,000 pounds yeah. of.
That's wonderful.
It was immense. And so when that semi truck came into our parking lot in Sandpoint, you know, we were able to, you know, bring some of the food to the Priest River location. We also brought it to a lot of other area food banks and food pantries, Clark Fork, Priest Lake, and also down to where is it? I think we even went down to Coeur d'Alene mm-hmm. and shared down with them because it was such a generous donation.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Now, in terms of families served, what's the relationship in the size of the Priest River as opposed to the, the number of families that you serve, the people that you serve, Patty, at Priest River?
Well, back in 2018, it was like over 100 families. Now we're over 1,000 families.
In 6 years?
Yes. Wow. Well, wow. There was a food bank in Old Town, and when they closed down, the people were kind of wondering, you know, where, but they were not connected with us.
Okay.
And so I'm getting a lot of clients over here from there. So it's increased in the last couple years more so, but yeah, mm-hmm. over 1,000 families.
How about here in Sandpoint, Anna?
Yeah, in Sandpoint, we also serve close to 1,700 families mm-hmm. in the Sandpoint area, and over 3,000 visits per month.
Per month, wow.
Yeah, that people will come in. So there's a lot of people walking through our doors, and it's really great that both of our locations offer a market shopping experience. It's not some of the typical food banks that you saw, like the lineup where people would receive a box of food that was prepackaged and just handed to them. Here at our locations, we have a market experience where people can pick the things that they need for their families. And exactly. if they have a special, dietary needs, that they can choose the things that is a best fit for them and their families. So,
yeah. We've talked about that on these airwaves before, but I guess briefly for those who maybe aren't familiar, that market experience, it kind of mimics the grocery store shopping experience, right?
It does. Yeah. It does. Yeah. And also, Jim, to follow up on your mm-hmm. question before, we do partner with our local grocery stores. Patty has several locations yes. that she gets donations from, more perishable foods, and we also do here in Sandpoint, pretty much all the major grocery stores. We have a grocery rescue program that our van goes out 5 days a week to pick up from five different grocery stores.
Mm. There was a food bank, going back a little bit here. There was a food bank in Old Town. No more. Yes. Is there one in Newport?
There is one in Newport.
Okay.
And but we do not serve, we just serve the Bonner County area.
Yeah.
And so the people that live in Newport, they're able to go over there and get something. But yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I throw something out when you talk about where you get your food from? Let's not forget local citizens with their gardens.
My goodness. Yes.
Yeah. That if you're getting an abundance of kale mm-hmm. or an abundance of zucchini.
Yeah, zucchini, yeah.
As well as other treasures from your garden.
Yeah.
Bring them to the food bank. And also when your fruit trees start producing. Yes. Keep the food bank in mind.
Absolutely. Yeah, we always accept donations from growers.
Another big thing is eggs from chickens.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know we'll take homegrown eggs.
Oh, how wonderful.
So, and those go out the door fast.
We haven't mentioned location, location, location. Where is the Bonner Community Food Bank located?
In Sandpoint, we're located at 1707 Culver's Drive. It's just off of North Boyer by the UPS distribution point.
We are 45 South McKinley in Priest River, just off of Highway 2. We're towards the end of town, like you'd go towards, like as if you're driving to Sandpoint. And we're in a mall, so there's a couple other businesses, but apartments. So I'm
heading west on Highway 2. Are you before the stoplight?
We are after the stoplight, coming after towards Sandpoint. Yes.
Okay. So. And are you north side of the road or south side of the road?
We are on the south side of the road.
Okay.
We are actually before what they used to call the mud hole, where people would go swim and everything, and the bridge there. So we're just before that bridge. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So.
Okay. You mentioned you serve Bonner County. Is it when people go in, how does it work, I guess, as a client? If you go in and you're in need of food, what is the experience like for you? Let's say Priest River.
Okay.
If you just walk in the door and you've never been there before.
Well, I ask them if they are, part of the Bonner County area. Mm-hmm. We serve Old Town, Priest River, some parts of like going up to Priest Lake, just a little bit because Priest Lake has their own, and Laclede. A little bit of Spirit Lake too. It just depends on the boundaries that we have. And then Sandpoint takes over from, going up more north. Mm-hmm. But I've had many people just walk in the door and they're just passing through and they need a little bit of food. And I said, let me make up a bag for you.
Mm-hmm.
And because we do have a lot of people that are homeless
and
come through. So, and then we try to, I've never turned anybody down. It don't matter if I'm just closing up for the day. Let me fix you something, and take it. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
The numbers are dramatically increased, of course.
Yes.
Not just because of, you mentioned the closure of the Old Town Food Bank, but for, other reasons as well.
People moving in, from other states. And it seems like Priest River is more of a retirement community, so a lot of the younger people come in are having a hard time finding work.
Yeah.
But when they do come through, we help them out. So, I think a lot of people moving to the area has really increased it too. So.
Yeah, we get about 30 new clients a week. We're averaging this year. So, 30 a month.
30 a month. That's still quite a bit.
It is. Mm-hmm. It is. And generally what, we'll ask, people who are interested in receiving food with some regularity is, a proof of Bonner County residence, if they are employed or if they're on a fixed income, a proof of income and a photo ID. And like Patty said, there are a lot of new people in the area and they had just have received their Idaho driver's license. And it's like, I just got this 2 days ago and here I am. So it's.
Well, when you mentioned 30 a month, that's over 300.
Yes.
A year. And that's quite, we're here with Anna Camp and Patty Allers representing the respective food banks here in Sandpoint and Priest River. We'll take a music break and then talk about some specific events and things that are happening on this date, Jack. In 1960, before you, but I remember it quite well, Elvis Presley released this song that became one of his many number one hits. I think it was number one for about 5 weeks in a row. And give it a listen. See if you remember this song by Elvis Presley.
Never come home anytime. kiss me, my darling, be mine tonight.
Cha-cha-cha. Yes, that was Elvis Presley. That song was released on this date, July 18th in 1960.
Okay.
It's now or never.
That was a fun one.
This is supposedly when he was in the military in Germany. He heard on the radio Mario Lanza singing "Oh Solo Mio" and a couple others, and it has that sort of very,
it does,
you know, Italian cha-cha-cha, you know, like you're on Capri, you know, just sand between your toes, going back and forth. Yeah, I love that song. Anyway, thank you, Elvis.
Yeah. Yes, thank you, Elvis. We're here with Anna Camp and Patty Allers. Anna is the Volunteer Development Coordinator and Patty the Manager of the Priest River Food Bank, I should say, Anna, from here from the Bonner Community Food Bank, the Sandpoint branch. And we are talking about food banks and their needs and some upcoming events. Should we jump into events real quick?
Yeah,
talk about what's coming up.
Yeah, we do. We have a pretty fun fundraiser event that we're partnering with Shine Radio on July 24th. All of us from the Bonner Community Food Bank and several volunteers are going to be posted up at the Super One location in Sandpoint on Larch Street, and it's sort of a competition where there's six other area food banks, regional food banks, competing to see who can raise the most food for our communities, and they're calling the event Christmas in July. Mm-hmm. And summer can tend to be a slower giving season. Most people think about food banks and giving during the holiday season, and in July, even with the abundance of the beautiful garden produce that we get, it's also important to remember that, you know, people still will need those staples. And so we're going to be doing that. We're going to have some live music. We're going to have a little barbecue. Not live, excuse me. We're going to be listening to the radio out there.
I wish it was live. 88.5 KRFY. Yeah.
But yeah, we'll have our Hawaiian shirts on in Christmas theme, and that'll be fun. And one other event we have coming up on August 14th is a summer garden educational opportunity. We've been partnering with the Sandpoint Library and also several other organizations, Bonner County Gardeners Association, Eat Smart Idaho, to do an educational series for folks to learn about growing their own food and preparing some garden fresh produce.
What to do with the zucchini.
What to do with the zucchini.
What is going to do? What am I going to do with the zucchini?
Zucchini cakes.
Yeah. Bring the zucchini.
Zucchini bread, zucchini granola, zucchini on and on.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's going to be on August 14th at the food bank. You can sign up at the food bank if you're interested in stopping by or calling us at 208-263-3663.
Okay, and again, that's next Wednesday, Christmas in July, noon to 6.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Noon to 6. We'll be out there all day, sweating in that hot weather, working for our...
It might change by then.
I hope so.
I don't
want
to get anybody's hope up.
I think it was supposed to be in the 80s.
Mm-hmm. But we'll take 80s. 12 to 6, Super 1.
Correct.
On Larch. And that, and then the second event on August the...
14th. Yep. And it's going to be at the food bank, and it's going to be... garden lessons. So we'll do a short food prep lesson, probably an art project, a garden-based art project for kids. It's a family program.
And the time?
It's going to be from 1:30 till 3.
Perfect. Anything happening at Priest River?
No, not yet. Mm-hmm. I kind of go help them out in Sandpoint when they've got events going on.
Yep. Other than feeding people.
Other than feeding people, yes.
Other than feeding people.
And to pick up what you said, Anna, before about, it's understandable that people think of food needs around the holidays, not realizing that people are hungry throughout the year. And the food banks do, well, thank goodness for the big what, 32 pallets of food, you know, that food is needed throughout the year, as well as donations.
Yes, yeah.
Donations are important because with the donations, certainly the two food banks can purchase, you know, what sometimes gets overlooked.
Exactly.
And there's a real need for them. So what are I'd be sort of curious. We know what the most popular food item at Bonner Community Food Bank is. What's the most popular food item at Priest River?
Peanut butter.
Oh, my gosh.
It's the same.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It is such a good protein. And, you know, you can feed everybody with it. Hopefully they don't have any allergies, but yes.
And you don't need a utensil. You got your finger.
Exactly.
You know, you don't need a knife. You don't need a fork or anything. Peanut butter. So keep that in mind.
But, of course, other things, you know, cereal, canned foods, so that people, you know, don't have to worry about refrigeration.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of clients that do not have refrigerators. They might just have coolers. So what we call shelf stable items.
Mm-hmm.
Canned goods are always good. The dry noodles, the dry rice, everything like that too.
And also diapers.
Yes. Yeah, hygiene items are always
biggie,
needed.
Biggie, because usually I don't get over to the hygiene section when I go shopping, usually. And you know, all the way over
looks
there.
Looks like you need a razor.
Yeah, that's I need a razor. You know, that all the way over. Do you get, Jack, do you get over to that part of the grocery store?
Oh, from time to time, just to browse, you know, just to see what's going on over in the,
Ooh, what new eye drops do they have?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Get that lake water out of your eyes.
Right.
Yeah.
You were going down the list, I think, of further items.
So, of course, like the razors, yes, but toothbrushes, toothpaste, that is always a big one, deodorant, soap. We are very fortunate that we have a lady that will bring in homemade soap when she's, you know, got a lot.
That's wonderful.
It's made out of goat milk and it smells so good. But, you know, your shampoos, like she said, the diapers. We also join in with Advocates for Women. And so if we get an overabundance, we will help them out, you know, with being food or diapers, but we will keep some in our place too.
Absolutely. So. Yeah. We just had a great donation of 2 pallets of period products from a company called Joni out of British Columbia. And it's been of great, it's a huge need. I mean, as soon as I put the products on the shelf, I saw them going into carts immediately. So it's another need at the food bank.
Yeah, that seems to be the one that's really been getting out when they say, oh, personal items. Like, yes.
Bingo.
You know, you think food bank, just food, but no.
Yeah.
You know, so we make up like a bag, like a Ziploc bag, and just put a whole bunch of items in it and let our clients
take
it.
They get used.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Anna, you're the volunteer development coordinator.
Correct.
How are volunteers developing at the,
oh my gosh,
at the community food bank?
Wonderfully. I mean, some volunteers we've had for over a decade, and they'll come in and, you know, with their regular shifts, you know, 2 or 3 days a week, they're really invaluable to the operations in the market. We really rely on them, and I'm so grateful. I mean, all of us are so grateful for the volunteer base that we have, and it grows every, you know, every week. We'll probably get 2 or 3 volunteer applications coming in. And we've got some newer people coming in, which is wonderful. And they're all over. They're usually working with Kat in the market, you know, sorting the produce from our grocery rescue program. And some folks will come, you know, help us in the garden, which is great, either with watering or weeding. And we could always use volunteers. So you can come to our location at 1707 Culver's and pick up an application. We also have our application available online on our website, which is bonnerfoodbank.org. And you can download the website and or download the application and email it to the...
Now, does Priest River have its own website, or does it get covered by the Bonner Community Food Bank?
I think a lot of them do go through that one, but I do have my own. It's priestriverfoodbank@gmail.com.
Okay, and you have raised beds, don't you?
Correct. Yep, okay, we have nine raised beds.
Okay, how about at Priest River? Are there raised beds?
I do not, because of the location of where I'm at.
Yeah. Oh, you said you're in a mall.
Yeah.
Okay.
Our parking lot is where we're at.
Yeah, okay. So it's certainly... Can you say a little bit more about the raised beds? What's growing there, and what are you harvesting?
Yeah, we have a bit of everything. Actually, our garden is growing a bit this year. In the established garden, in the beds there, Bea, who's our receptionist there, she and a couple other volunteers are growing peppers, eggplants, tomatoes, beans, peas, carrots.
Wow.
Yeah, squash, cantaloupe, a bit of everything there in the garden. And then we've expanded to do a nibble garden out and around our property. So we've got four, they're 2x6, you know, sort of stock tank, shaped beds, but they're, you know, they're built for growing. And, it's just sort of to give, you know, our shoppers an opportunity to pick their own. You know, they can pick a handful of dill or, a few radishes. We've got some cherry tomatoes and the cucumbers. The deer are really loving the cucumbers because they are outside the deer fence. So we're working on protecting those from the wildlife.
Are the cucumbers the favorites of
the
deer?
Yes, the deer love the cucumbers and the chard, and they also love the lettuce.
Okay, and so they ignore like a pepper, or they'll ignore like a tomato?
They took a bite or two out of the tomatoes.
Okay.
And the pepper really got beat up in the hail and the wind last month.
Yeah.
So
a lot did, yeah.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, they come back, and it's kind of funny because they ate down all our strawberries too. But
the good stuff.
How about and did you mention kale? Do they eat kale?
They ate the kale.
Okay, okay, that's good. That's okay. That's fine.
It's really for our shoppers, and it's but it's you gotta sort of fight off the deer.
Okay, fend for yourself.
Right.
Yeah. We've mentioned the upcoming events. I guess what is most necessary for folks to bring into the food bank.
Yeah.
Any other kind of news that you want to share about what's going on at either location, steady as she goes?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty steady. Just, you know, huge gratitude to all of our volunteers and our donors that support the food bank. And, you know, in my short 6 months there, I've really been able to witness how much the community works together to support the people who need support, you know, the grocery stores and the private citizens and and all the community groups and the community businesses that donate. Just thank you. And thank
Very
you
much.
To our volunteers
yes.
for their time
yeah.
and effort.
And a lot of people also thought because of how the groceries are that, and there are some places closing down, that we would possibly be closing down yet, but no, we're strong as ever. So.
Yeah, I've participated in a couple of the food drives at local grocery stores, and I'm always overwhelmed by the generosity of the community in terms of, and particularly people who have used the services before.
Absolutely.
Of the food bank, and they were giving back. You know, they've gotten on their feet, and things have settled down in their lives. But I've always been impressed by the generosity.
It
and,
is.
And the caring and the loving of the... This is a really a caring and a loving community in a very vital way.
Yeah. Well, and we also accept monetary donations, too.
Yes.
Which keep our doors... open,
lights
with
on.
Paying, yeah everything. So, yeah.
Okay. Anna Camp and Patty Allers from the Bonner Community Food Bank in the Priest River. Anything in closing before we switch over to general events coming up in the community?
Just gratitude. Thank you.
Thank you both
Thank
for
you
coming
very much.
In.
Yes.
As I say these days, stay cool and stay hydrated.
Yes, you too.
On this date, Jack, you might remember this. In 1988, this song was released by the Beach Boys, their first charting hit in 20 years.
Yeah.
And I think it was from the soundtrack to Cocktails, the Tom Cruise movie.
Right.
Kokomo.
Okay.
Here on 88.5 KRFS. Thank you, Anna. Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
Keep us in mind with future events.
We
would
love
to have you back on.
Thank you for having us.
You betcha.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you. Bermuda, Bahama, come on, pretty mama. Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica, off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bye.